All live with the desire to be happy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. All desire to be happy. All live with the desire to be happy. That's just our nature. Our nature is to be happy. Our nature is to be joyous. Our nature is to be filled with peace and love and goodness and happiness and harmony. Oh, yes, indeed. That's our nature. Now, when is it not our nature to do that? Whenever we look at appearances or look at circumstances and say that it's not good. Now, we do not have the right, the authority, permission. We do not have the opportunity to say something is not right because we created it. We created everything that is and everything that ever will be. We created it. And if there's something that we don't like, that we say, oh my goodness, I don't like that. Well, create new. Just that very instant that you think of something that you don't like, create new. And if you say, oh, the rain is coming down so hard, create new. Say, oh, the rain is coming down so beautifully. Oh, look at it. It's cats and dogs and sheets. My goodness, isn't that rain wonderful? Oh, my. Now, I see the rain balanced and harmonious. I see the rain coming down in just gentleness, gently soaking the ground, not too much, just gently making everything beautiful. See, right that minute, I created the world brand new. Now, if I were to watch it and realize what I had been doing and do it, I would see that it happened. Now, I look at circumstances. I look at people who are unhappy with each other, and I say, oh my goodness, I'm their creator. I'm going to create them happy right now, right this minute. And so, you have a smile in your heart, smile in your being, and you look at them, and you think, thoughts are things. You think, you guys are wonderful. You guys are always looking for the good in each other. You guys are always seeing the beautiful in this world, and you're getting it. Oh, you guys are wonderful. You guys are wonderful. And the more you think that, the more they think it, because they're your creation. And as you think, they're wonderful, they're happy, they're joyous, they're peaceful. They are. They express outwardly what you are in you about them. Oh, yes, they do. Sometimes we don't think that's true, but oh, yes, they do. Stop and think what your own thoughts are. If you hear someone arguing, are you immediately upset? Then you're out of control. If you hear someone arguing and you immediately say, all is in divine order, all is peace, all is balance, all is harmony, I live in a happy world. I live in a happy world. I desire to live in a happy world. And that's why I live in a happy world, because I create everything happy. I create everything harmonious. I create everything beautiful. Now, there's going to be opportunities that's going to come our way to challenge our happiness, to challenge our conviction that we are the happy creators of our world. And at that moment, we quietly within ourselves, we say, all is in divine order, all is peace, all is wonderful. And lo and behold, the unhappiness that we saw, that we felt, that we heard, that we listened to, we turn into the happiness that is really there. And someone comes up to us and says, I don't like that person. That person's not a nice person. We, inside of us, quietly inside of us, we say, all is in divine order. Everybody in my world is a happy person. Everyone in their world is a happy person, because that's all I know. You don't say, that person didn't do this, or that person did do this, or that person is right, or that person is wrong. You don't judge them, you don't categorize them, you don't look at them and say this is that and that's that. You just look at it and say all is in divine order. That's all of, that's our responsibility. We are the creator of all that's in divine order. We're not the creator of peace and harmony and goodness. We're the creator of all that's in divine order, and that is peace and harmony and goodness. That is everything that's right and beautiful, and that's who we are. What kind of a role do you want? Well, all live with the desire to be happy. And We live with the desire to be happy and the opportunity to be happy by realizing we create our world every minute, every attitude of our life. We're creating our world. Now, do you want to create your world? Do you want your world to be wonderful and beautiful and good and harmonious and joyful and fantastic? Do you want that? And that's a good question, too. If every moment of our life we want everything to be happy, all live with the desire to be happy. If every moment of my life I choose to live in a happy state of consciousness, then that's what I live in. Because I do not allow anything else to enter my consciousness other than happiness. I do not allow any other experience to come into my world except for happiness. I am the creator of my world. I am the creator of all that is good and beautiful and right and true. All is in divine order in my world, because I am the creator of my world. Now, all is in divine order in your world and in everyone's world, because I'm the creator of that too. When anybody's world comes into my awareness, when I am aware of anybody or anything that's going on in the world, I am the creator, and I create it happy and good and right and wonderful and fantastic. And because I created happy and good and right and wonderful and fantastic, so it is. Have you ever walked into a room when people were arguing and you said inside of yourself, quietly, not pompously, but quietly inside yourself, you said, peace, peace, all is peace. And you looked all around the room and you saw some people were peace and some people were not. But you looked all around the room and the people who were peace, you gave them your attention. And pretty soon, the room quieted down, and pretty soon, all was indeed peace. The underlying peace was always there. It only needed us to recognize it, to call it forth, to reveal it, because it was always there. Oh, yes, it was always there, and it always is there for us, because we all live with the desire to be happy. And the only way to be happy is to have happy thoughts in our mind, in our heart, in our being, to have happy thoughts in our attitudes, to have happy thoughts about ourselves. That's where it starts, you know, having happy thoughts about yourself. Do you like the way you look? You better. That's what you look like. Gee, I'm a very fine-looking person. Boy, I have nice hair. My hair is getting a little thin, but I got nice hair. It's all mine. And, you know, I have a nice beard. Nice mustache. And sometimes I let it get longer. Sometimes I have it shorter. Oh, I can just play with it all that I like. It's mine. And nobody says, hey, your beard is short, your beard's long. Everybody looks at me and says, hey, you look good. You got a happiness attitude about you. It's fun to be around you. You see, it's not really what we look like. It's what we look like in our heart. It's what we look like in our attitude about ourselves. That's what makes all the difference in the world. And when you have a happy attitude, when you have a happy heart about yourself, all the world looks at you and says, hey, it's fun to be with you. You're a nice person to be around. I feel good in your presence. I feel happy in your presence. Oh, my. Yes, we are the creator of our own individual happiness, and we are the creator of the happiness that surrounds us, because happiness comes out of the heart into expression, and it's out of your heart and out of my heart that the happiness comes to shower down on all the world, all my world that I create, and all your world that you create, and all is good and very good. And you know, if the truth is known, all is in divine order now and always. It always was in divine order, It is in divine order and always will be in divine order, because that's the kind of creator I am. And that's the kind of creator you are. And it's wonderful. Have a wonderful, happy day. I love you. I love you. I love you.